News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center making the computer sing over there, clackety-clacking. That's why the archive's going to be up and running shortly after the program. That's why the program runs smoothly when we're on the air. He is our producer. In the studio with us now, we have two guests that are going to help us wrap up Rock Red for Healthy Hearts in terms of our on-air interviews, but the emphasis at Evangelical Community Hospital about prevention and diagnosis and treatment of all sorts of cardiac anomalies continues all year long. So keep Evan Hospital in mind, evanhospital.com in mind, if you're going to be talking about this throughout the next 365 days. It is actually 365 days because, not counting today, we do have a leap day coming up. So it's a whole year away. Our experts today, Alan Larson is here. He's an exercise physiologist at Evangelical Community Hospital, works in the cardiac rehab department at Evan, spends his time probably half between the gym, actually working hands-on with patients and what kind of walking them through various exercises and activities in the gym?
Yeah, that's right. So when we're in the gym, we're working with the patients individually, usually a group of patients, and then we're exercising, trying to make them feel better after their cardiac event.
And Adriana Houts is here. She's a cardiac rehab exercise specialist. She, too, spends hands-on time with patients, walking them through the various exercises and so on, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so when somebody comes to you, you have a prescription, and they say, okay, well, make sure they're doing, what, tons of steps? What, you know, what would an instruction look like that you would receive?
So basically, they come in, they do an orientation with one of the nurses in the cardiac rehab, and then us exercise physiologists, we walk them through the gym, make sure they know how to work each equipment and everything, and then we prescribe their prescription for them as we go through the equipment with them.
As it goes along. And you deliver some of the hands-on treatment that these people receive?
That's right, yeah. We teach them the ropes, show them how to work the equipment, right?
Well, and I use that term in jest because you have some motivated folks that want to get better and they're eager to say yes to everything you say, but you get some folks that may say, you know, I'm just being pushed, you know, my wife makes me go here or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. It's a half and half. We get people who are very excited to come in and exercise and others who are just like, I'm just here to get better.
Well, and if you get somebody who's a little hesitant, what do you say to somebody who says, you know, I'd prefer not to do this, my insurance requires it, or a woman who says, you know, I am what I am, let's just move on kind of thing? How do you motivate them?
We try to get them to tell them that it'll be a good experience for them if they want to get healthy.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's coming up with ideas for them to use outside of rehab. So, you know, if they have children, grandchildren, other family members that care about them, we want to get them to realize this is all for everyone's benefit. And you were asking her about the prescription. It's very tailored to the individual. We don't have like a cookie cutter prescription that we just throw out with everyone. So, you know, depending on your limitations, we work with everyone and we're able to come up with a nice prescription.
All right, so a prescription would be something that says that you're going to keep the heart rate at sort of X level throughout this period. You're going to work on strength training and maybe abdominals or steps or sort
I mean, it's what would basically aerobic training that we're working on. We do some resistance training as well. And as far as heart rates, we do have target heart rates, and then they're very individualized as well for each patient. So there is a target heart rate zone that we try to keep them in. We try to meet a certain amount of minutes per session. And we monitor all their other risk factors as well, like blood pressure and their weight and certain things. So
you're making sure that all of that's being monitored. They're not just in there working out on their own. Explain the mindset of somebody who's had a cardiac event. I'm going to just use an example, like a male who's had a heart attack. What is the mental state? We've often heard that there's a depression associated
with this. Absolutely. There is some depression that can be associated with heart disease. I think it's a big shock for anyone. No one walks around and thinks I'm about to have a heart attack or I'm about to have X happen to my heart. And then when it does, you're usually shocked. You're usually depressed, like you said. And then our program's really about teaching them that living with heart disease can be just like you were living before. We want to get you back to doing what you were doing before all this happened, and go on to live a long, healthy life afterwards.
And Adriana, you emphasize this idea that there's hope that you're going to have a life after this. You're going to see that family. If you were a woman that did tons of activities in the community, you'll still be able to do that.
Oh yeah, definitely. We've seen a lot of women in particular come through, and they've said they felt great after our program and that they're back to doing what they were doing before and sometimes even more. So
tell me about some of the thank yous you get. I've seen your bulletin board there with the notes. It's just crazy.
Yeah, we get a lot of thank yous. A lot of our patients are really grateful for us to be there and help them through this event that they had. A lot of them actually do come back and say hi to us after they've graduated and stuff.
We get some gifts around the holidays as well. Everyone's really grateful, like she said, and I think we have a lot of fun in the program, to be honest.
Oh, yeah,
I think
definitely.
They enjoy coming after getting used to it at first. I think they have a good time when they're there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some of the cards say that you provided reassurance. How do you do that? How do you convey that?
Well, I think it's all about teaching them as much as you can, because knowledge, I think, provides a little bit of insurance. So we really just teach all our patients to monitor all their risk factors and try to keep everything in check. And then I think that provides a reinsurance. Plus, they're usually with us from anywhere from 24 to 36 sessions. And within that time, while they're working with us, they're able to build that confidence up to then, once they graduate from the program, go on doing it outside of rehab.
And you become acquainted with these individuals? You learn a little bit about them?
Oh, we learn a lot about them. We do a 2-3 hour orientation process, and then we spend over an hour with them 2 or 3 times a week. So, I think we really get a full view of what the type of patient is.
Mm-hmm. I remember I used that word torture. Is that where some of the pushing is permitted then once you get?
It's gentle. I would say our pushing is pretty gentle. We start very light, and then we will work you up. We work with everyone. Everyone starts at a different level, obviously. So, some people may come in already very fit. Other people may have, never exercised a day in their life, elderly, and, we have to start somewhere. So we start small, and we progress. It's all about progression in the gym, and then when you graduate, we want you to continue to progress.
So you use these little secret weapons, then you tell the guy, we know you want to hunt this fall.
Oh, yes.
Or we know you want to see
hunting is a big one.
Children.
We have some bowlers lately, so whatever we can use to motivate them to work harder.
Yeah, definitely.
Elaborate on that, Adriana.
We definitely want them, like he said, hunting. If we want, like they have a heart attack, some people can't shoot a gun after a heart attack. So if they want to be able to go out and hunt, they have to work up their strength, and that way they'll be able to get out there and shoot that gun and get their prize deer or whatever they're hunting.
Oh my gosh, that would be a life-ending injury
for some people.
I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
Well, and I think part of what you do, and maybe Rock Red is even better at this than really digging into what you guys do in the gym and over the stress testing area, is you can help us prevent a heart attack. You're here to tell us, too, that there's things I can do now to make sure that I only ever meet you during the interviews during Rock Red and don't meet you professionally throughout the year.
Definitely. One thing that we always tell everyone is just live a healthy lifestyle, go out for a walk, get your exercise in, eat a healthy diet. It's all about moderation, that 80-20 moderation. You can eat healthy.
Explain that real quick. We don't hear that often here.
You can eat healthy, but you can still have the foods that you love just in moderation. Just don't go out and
80%
overeat.
80% good, 20% whatever the heck you want.
Right.
Sort of.
In moderation.
Right. And limit. Same thing, strengthening my heart, so I only meet you once a year here.
So I've mentioned risk factors a few times, but really that's what we're teaching everyone to monitor. So your blood pressure, your weight, like she said, your diet, your cholesterol levels, your stress levels. And even if you manage all them, there's a genetic component and everything. So that's really the best way to prevent heart disease. Manage all your risk factors. See your doctor regularly. Don't let things go if you're struggling with blood pressure or another risk factor. Eventually, it can lead to some sort of heart disease.
Well, and I know you guys have been reading up on this idea that what your parents did or experienced gets passed on to kids in genes and heredity and in DNA, you know, more so than we thought before. So maybe that's a factor for...
It definitely is. Yeah. But that's not a factor you can control. So we try not to worry too much about genetics, and we try to focus on the controllable risk factors that we can modify.
All right, I want to make sure I don't meet you professionally. So, well, I guess this is a professional meeting of sorts, but what if I overdo it? What if I hit the treadmill and I just drive myself crazy, you know? Are there limitations I should keep in mind?
Yeah, you never want to overexert yourself so much that you can't do the activity you're trying to do. If it feels like you cannot go on, you're obviously working too hard. But at the same sense, your body's pretty good at telling you that. We use a rating of perceived exertion scale in our gym. So it's how you perceive the exertion to feel. So if it feels really, really hard, it probably is really hard for you. And if it feels, you know, extremely light, maybe we could work you a little harder. So there's a lot of tools we use in the gym to kind of go off that.
All right. Would this be a case where maybe I might want to try out a trainer or see an EVAN doc a little bit more before I really get into a big program?
Yeah, definitely. If you're not experienced in like exercise or you don't know what you're doing, I would definitely talk to your doctor. You could go Planet Fitness. They have trainers all the time, or just any gym in general. They have trainers that you can go and work with, and they'll be willing to work with you, help you get your heart healthy.
Yeah, I see a trainer at the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA does a super job, so they really keep you up to date with some of that. And I know you, Evan and the Y and Geisinger and the Miller Center are all glued together, so maybe that'd be even 1% easier these days. Well, thank you both so much for coming in. EvanHospital.com is a place for more information. Thank you so much, Alan.
Thank you very much.
Alan Larson's an exercise physiologist, and his good colleague and peer is Adriana Houts, a cardiac rehab exercise specialist. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.